just to indicate our program for today and the rest of the year, and also what we anticipate for next year. Just to indicate that today we will actually deal with all outstanding minutes and reports, and hopefully finish it by around 12, depending on the progress with regard to that. Of course, we need a quorum, so there's a few colleagues that phoned me 5 or 10 minutes ago about the traffic issues. They're sitting now. There's apparently a problem on one of the arteries. So we'll just wait for them to, when we adopt. Maybe just in terms of today, today we've got, I think, 2 CEDA reports. The 1 CEDA report we already gone through, but we made amendments, but we'll just deal with it again, 14 and 15, and then there's a new CEDA report. We also go page per page through it, and then, of course, the sets of minutes that was circulated previously. I just want to indicate that in terms of next week, we planned on Tuesday to deal with the petitions. There's 4 or 5, but we also got notice this morning that there's going to be a joint sitting on Tuesday morning in the House. We'll have to make a call on, during this week at Manco whether we're going to proceed or not. Otherwise, the petitions will have to stand over to next year. Then, colleagues, maybe we also saw last week and over the weekend various reports with regard to the police and IPED and the ministry that appeared. And I thought it was appropriate that we as a committee, as the Iverside institution, should ensure that what happens in the portfolio is properly scrutinized. So we decided we will call next week, Wednesday, the minister to brief us on issues that is in the public domain, the one issue regarding the acting national commissioner in terms of his dwelling that's been in the news. Then also the issues the relationship with the executive director of IPED. And then there was also on Sunday some reports regarding contracts involving also the Secretariat of Police. Now, I think it's quite critical that we as Oversight Committee, we are overseeing those institutions, we must get briefings on it so that we can ask questions and assure ourselves that things are attended to. I think we noted yesterday there was referrals to the Public Protector and Public Service Commission, but at the end of the day, we are responsible for overseeing that there is proper controls. We can't allow a situation where it's out there, so we need a proper engagement with that. So we're going to schedule that for Wednesday at this stage, and if there's any reports that or any minutes that's still outstanding, but hopefully we'll be able to adopt that. Then, colleagues, again, at this stage, our application for the study tour is still ongoing. I think there's a few quotes outstanding at this stage, so we're just awaiting that and then we'll submit. As I've indicated, again, our focus is going to be the last week of January, first week of February, for those three countries. It's UK, Northern Ireland and France. But we'll do, hopefully we get the quotations today or what?
We're trying
so that we can submit to the House Chair. But again, we will then inform members as we go along. If we don't get permission, of course, then we will go back to the KZN option maybe, 1 week and 1 week dealing with other oversight at Parliament, but hopefully our application will be successful. So, colleagues, that is more or less our game plan. So Tuesday's meeting might be cancelled if we can't get permission to sit during the joint sitting. Yes, Honourable Mbele, yes.
Can I just get clarity, do we have confirmation from the Minister about the Wednesday meeting?
To change some flags? I don't want to, I know you going over abroad. Yesterday I've sent a letter to the Minister's office, and as soon as I get confirmation, I let members know, as soon as I get there is a confirmation. But I think it's appropriate, we need that interaction, it's quite critical. I mean, we need to have assurances that things are attended to. That's quite critical. Right, members, we're not yet at quorum level, but what I would propose that we, in terms of making progress, that maybe let's go to the report of Sirah, the 1451. We already went through it, but let's go through it again. Just page per page. I don't think there will be any problems. Irvin already amended the corrections. It's the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority 2014-15 Annual Report and Budget. It is a 13-page document. But let's go through it again, just page per page, and the Secretariat, you're also very much welcome at all times to raise your hands and just ensure it's correct, and then we will go also to the second report, dated 30 November, the draft report on the 2015-16 report of CIRA. We haven't looked at that yet, so that is a new report. Is that fine, members? That we at least utilize the time productively until we've got a quorum available. So let's go to page 1 of that report, the draft report for 2014-15. Page 1 looks good. I don't think there's any issue there. Then we go to page 2. Welcome to Honourable Bija. We know the traffic is an issue. Maybe just to indicate, we're busy with the 1415 report of CIRA. We already dealt with it, but we're just going through the corrected version. You're welcome. Is page 3 fine? Thank you. Then we can go to page 4.
Page 4, and also a bit later down in the middle, but when it refers to a figure having been originally reported as something else, can I just be reminded what that's the differences in those in those figures mean? Because I can't remember what that original report refers to. Oh, sorry, so it's line 4, in the top paragraph, and then also under 3.2 in the first paragraph, it talks about originally reported.
Honourable Mbedi, that is the financial statement that was misstated in the previous financial year that was just corrected. Yeah.
Can we go to page 5? Then we go to 6. Yes.
At the bottom of page 5, by 3.7, just the annual report to be capitalized.
Thank you for that, Nicolette. So we amend the annual report number 3.7. So we go to 6.
In that top line of number 6, I think that needs to be a were, because it's the referring to fees, the plural there.
Thank you very much, colleagues. For the fifth line, fees were forensic. Thank you very much. Can we go to 7? Seven, five. Right, let's go to 8. I think it's good. Can we go to 9? Anything on 9? Then we go to 10. Just maybe the issue of full stops at the end of that bullets, the last bullet at least. Oh. maybe at the bottom of page 10, that last sentence, maybe just the, you've got this here, industry training and industry research and development. Just to close that. Just to close it. Colleagues, anything else on 10? Then we go to 11. Welcome to Honourable Mulabatsi. We know the traffic is an issue, so glad to see you. We're currently on page 11 of the 14-15 CIRA report. Maybe just a question of a full stop after that last bullet. Nicolette?
The first bullet on page 11, just the apostrophe after security service providers. Should serve the other way around.
Thank you.
And then, the last bullet, beginning with research to strengthen core business, it's just a
yes, yeah, just to delete that and replace it maybe with a full stop. Colleagues, anything on 11? Can we go to 12? Just in committee race of observations, I just know the question of full stops or are we semicolons. Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
Six cent bullet where it says the committee expressed satisfaction with the training problems that employees are receiving from the authority. Are they receiving training from authority?
Any member of the secretariat that can assist?
Chief, we have to check it. We'll check it. I can't say that. I know that they are providing training, CIRA, with the South African Safety and Security Sector Training Authority, so CETA. But I'm not sure if that actually reflects that. So I think I'll...
Nicolette?
If members can remember, in the last engagement with CIRA, Mr. Shoki indicated that CIRA is becoming an employer of choice because they provide such good training to their staff, and that they are headhunted quite a lot. It's also in the current or the next CIRA report. So I think that was something that was raised, because they do provide quite good training to their staff, the CIRA staff. Yeah.
You're happy, Honourable Mulabatsi. Then I just want to know, before we continue, is there other members still around? Honourable Markey, where is he?
They are still coming.
Okay. Right, then we're still on page 12. Maybe just that first bullet on the 7, just a full stop there. And then page 13. Mm-hmm. Honourable Ramalekani.
On 12, the first bullet there, you have the Auditor General twice. The other one maybe you can put in a bracket, otherwise you have...
Yeah. Thank you for that, Honourable Ramalekani. Colleagues, anything on 13? Right. Thank you very much. Let's keep this report with amendments in abeyance until we've gotten quorum, hopefully, within the next few minutes. Right, let's go then to the draft report dated 30 November 2016. It's also a CIRA report that we've dealt with recently. It is a 16-page document. And it's got a draft printed on it, on the front page and all other pages. Right, honourable members, can we maybe then go to that one? Right, page one. Is it fine? Ah, welcome to Honourable Sheikh. I'm so glad to see you.
Thank you, Chair. I thought I'll just share an hour here, hour at appropriation and hour at health today.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You ensure a quorum, so we will be able to adopt the other report quite soon. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Now, maybe we should adopt the other report. Yeah, let's do that, that we just dealt with. Just to indicate, Mr. Mamashek, it's the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority 2014-15 Annual Report and Budget. We dealt with it previously in the committee. It was brought back for rectifications. There was a few amendments, but the members are happy. So I'm going to put the report then for adoption with amendments. Honourable Ramadani, thank you. Seconder?
I move the adoption.
A seconder for this? Thank you, Honourable Bele. Thank you very much. Right, we will then, just to indicate to Honourable Mamik Sheikh, we are now busy with the CIRA report dated 30 November 2016. It's a 16-page document that has been made available to members, so we are currently on page 1. Is there anything on page 1, colleagues? Let's go to page 2. Page 2 looks fine. Anything there? Then we go to 3. I just want to know, in the middle of paragraph 4, in the middle where the sentence starts with 1.7 million rand, is that correct to start with that 1.7? Nicolette?
Jay, you can start it with a figure.
Okay. Bard College is page 35. Thank you. Can we move to 4? Anything on page 4, colleagues? Can we go to 5? Anything on 5? Can we go to 6? Yes, Honorable Malabatsi.
I mean, 6 at the bottom, I'm not good in figures. What is this in that column there? The last figure on the right, 83 and a small I, 1. What does that mean? I'm not good in figures.
Jefferson, Honorable Malabatsi, that is a footnote that we will just remove from the report.
Thank you, Honorable Malabatsi, for assisting in removing the footnote. We're back on page 7. Right, anything on 7? Can we move to 8? Yes, on Romulabatsi.
It says of the 36,073 compliance inspector, most were conducted of security officers.
By, yeah. Thank you for that. Anything else on 7? Can we move to 8? Anything on 8, colleagues? Can we move to 9?
The last paragraph, the first sentence, it says a total of 75 public awareness programs, and then of which 22 programs focused. Is it really necessary to say of which? Can't we just say 22 programs focus on?
Is it fine? Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Mulabati. Colleagues, anything else on 9? Can we move to 10?
I would propose just the first paragraph on page 10, the second sentence, to just remove that.
Yeah, because it's a recommendation in the middle of the yeah, thanks for that. Can we go to 11? Yes, 14 is 11.
The 5th paragraph. It must be an MOU. A MOU was signed between SIRA and SAFI. It must be triple S. South African Safety Security Sector Training Authority. Triple S.
Thank you very much. We go back to 11. Right, anything on 11, colleagues? Yes, Nicolette?
Chief, sorry, in paragraph 4, the second sentence, I would just propose to put an and between the civil employee and the University of the Witwatersrand Front.
Thank you very much. Anything else on 11? Yes, on the Mulabachi.
Paragraph. The Research and Development Division entered into partnership with the University of South Africa in terms of the upliftment of skills of CIRA employees. Can't we have a full stop? And then we have another sentence. The University of Witwatersrand is presenting.
Is that fine? Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on 11?
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Manushay.
Yeah, right at the bottom under consequence management. It says that the question was around what will be done in future taking action. Should it not be action against the employees or is it action to the employees, it says here, on consequence management?
Yeah. Is that fine, colleagues?
Action against.
Thank you very much for that. Right, can we go to 12?
Second paragraph.
Yes, second paragraph, public protest
and
conduct.
I think just an omission. The committee expressed dissatisfaction in the
in the manner. Thank you for that.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, you're welcome.
The same paragraph, I think just a little lower down, it says to indicate whether guards are trained in, should be crowd control, am I right? Not crown control.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Yes, I'm all about
it. Where it speaks of the equipment to deal with public protests, which puts them at greater danger of injury. It's not only the guards that are at danger here. It's also the protesters.
Is that fine? Thank you. Under firearm competencies, the fourth line, the committee wanted to know what happens in the event where a guard fails to obtain a competency certificate. So it must be just be singular.
Sorry.
Yes.
In the third paragraph, the authority indicated that many security guards employed on university campuses do not have adequate training.
Thank you for that. Anything else on 12, colleagues? Thank you for your input.
No.
Can we go to 13? Yes, Owen, you can indicate. Thank you.
Just the first sentence, the guards are not allowed to use the private firearm during the execution of the duties, although this is done to stop. Because you're already saying guards are not allowed.
Yes, Honorable Abate.
The uniforms, where we speak of the uniform resembling that of subs and emblems, we also touch on emblems.
Yeah, there's logos, badges.
Emblems and insignia. Or is that insignia?
Okay. So, Tree, we will just include the uniforms, logos, badges, insignia, and vehicles.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
Yes, Honourable Mullah.
Yeah, I'm just not sure if the wording is correct. Under criminal cases, the second last point, the committee required an explanation for the figure of pending criminal. Should it just not be the committee required an explanation on pending criminal charges? Maybe. On the figure.
We can substitute that for the just say for the high number of pending criminal cases.
High number, yeah. Thank you very much, Honourable Mankisha. Honourable Molobati.
Compliance inspection. A certain line.
Yes.
Compliance inspections and whether it follows. Shouldn't they have a 40? Follows random.
Nicolette?
Chair, that should be whether it allows for random.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable Malabachi. Yes, you're welcome.
The four, the one at the top, is not supposed to be there. Follows four, random. The second line. Okay.
Evan, you wanted to come in?
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Honorable Molabati, I think what the explanation from Nicolette has been is that it says it should read whether it allows, not follows. Whether it allows for random compliance inspection, whether it allows for, not follows.
Right. Anything else on 13, colleagues? Can we go to 14? Maybe under risk management and injury on duty,
okay.
Third last sentence there. If the security guard is employed, it should be covered immediately for the provision to cover for risk purposes. For the provision to
Jay, we will just relook that whole sentence.
Thank you. Can I
yes,
an amendment?
Yeah.
If a security guard is employed, they should be covered immediately for risk cover purposes.
Okay. Thank you. Right, colleagues, anything else on 14? Can we move to 15? Right, anything on 15? Honorable Mulabachi.
Second paragraph. That third line. That in the fourth, where it speaks of the challenges it currently faces. Not face.
Is that fine, Secretariat? Thank you, Honorable Mulabachi. Can we go to 16?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Mulabachi.
I just wanted to go just back on number four there, the recommendation.
Yes.
I think it should actually say the committee recommends that the authorities focus its attention on security guards injured.
You're on, you're instead of off. Thank you very much. Thank you. Can we go to 16? Anything on 16? Good. Yeah, I must say it's a good report, good recommendations. Thank you to the Secretariat and the Content Advisor and the researcher. Well, thank you. It's a good report, good recommendations. Can we then get in a proposal for adoption with amendments? Thank you, Honorable Robert Carney, seconder. Thank you, Honorable Mamakishek. Thank you, colleagues. Now, these two reports regarding CIRA that we just adopted, Secretariat, we must ensure that it's published as soon as possible in the ATC, that we even maybe next week can get it above the line, that we finish our work for the year.
Is that adoption supposed to be?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Also, welcome to the other colleagues who have joined us due to the traffic stampede. Everybody wants to come to Parliament. We are going to continue with our work, and we're going to go now to the set of minutes, this pack here. We're going to go to the draft minutes of the 31st of August, a meeting that was held in the old assembly, B475, and it's a five-page document. And those who came late, they must identify on page one any mistakes, errors, or rectifications. Yes, that's right. Everybody got it? It's this pack, eh? Right, is page one fine? parties in order, members in order. Right. Page 2. Anything on page 2, colleagues? Can we go to... Yes, yes, Honourable Mbele. You're welcome. That's absolutely correct. It's not strategic management. Thank you very much for picking that up. If we can just ensure that we change the designation. Right, can we go to page 3? Anything on 3 is 3, fine. Then we go to 4. Anything on page 4, colleagues? And then page 5. Yes. Billy, colleagues, anything on 5?
Chairperson?
Yes, on the room.
Sorry, on page 4, bullet point number 3, I don't seem to understand what we are trying to say there.
What bullet point? Under 4 or 5?
Under 5.
Yes.
Bullet point number 3.
The committee further noted that one.
That's correct.
The committee further noted with concern the high vacancy rate, which could not explain the increase in the compensation of employees' figures. Oh, sorry, Nicolette, yes.
Chairperson, Honourable Marker, I think that was referring to the seeming disjuncture between the vacancy rate in the FAF and the large increase in compensation of employees. I know the issue was also raised by Treasury as a concern, but we can maybe just elaborate a bit and just explain it a bit better in this bullet.
Honourable Bailey? Yeah.
I also have the same question come up in my mind as Honorable Marke is highlighting now when I saw the bullet points. But if I remember correctly, the explanation from General Skitter was that that had to do with the sort of promotions that were all happening from captains to lieutenants, colonels, and so on. And so it was people moving up to higher salary bands en masse, and that's what raised the figures, even though it's not more people coming into the SAPs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So the current one stands then, or you want an expansion on the role marking?
Well, I was just thinking because it's to be read by people who never knew the the background, maybe an expansion or two.
Okay. Maybe just additional sentence indicating the higher remuneration rates in effect due to the reasons forwarded by Mr. Mbele. Right, colleagues, can we go to page 5?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honourable
Chair. I know I wasn't at this meeting, but I'm just concerned about the wording of the second paragraph there. Members sought an undertaking on whether the increase in civil claims were due to the fact that the police were increasingly violating people's rights. Should we not rather say in civil was due? Members sought an understanding of whether the increase in civil was due to police increasingly violating people's rights, because when you say to the fact before that, it might be, you know, confirm.
Yeah, because we must know exactly what is the root cause. It's not necessarily that, you know, maybe negligence or whatever.
Yeah.
No, thank you for that, letting us to that effect. Colleagues, anything else on 5? Right, can we get the proposal for the amended minutes for adoption, the 31 August? Honorable Malabasi, seconder. Honorable Mamula, thank you. Colleagues, we then move to the draft minutes of the committee that was held on the 2nd of September in Old Assembly Chamber. And that was just the reservist meeting. Gotta look at the names. It's a five-page document, so let's go to page 1. Page 1 fine. Let's go to page 2. I think again Colonel Stein needs new title, Honorable Bailey raised in the previous round. We can just maybe amend that. Page 2 fine. Can we go to page 3?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, on the ball.
Yeah, I think the second paragraph, it says yes, 17 community reported serious crimes. Wanted some clarity.
Yeah, it must be maybe community based or related. It can't
community
be community.
Related, yeah.
I mean, you're absolutely correct.
That's why I'm
community reported.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Honorable Beda, Honorable Robert Lukani, for that. Thank you. So we just need to put our FMA off the community. Paragraph 3, just before that sentence starts with Statistics South Africa, it says the presentation concluded by looking at SAP's strategic approach of back to basics approach. There's two approaches.
By revisiting the back to basic approach. We just take up the presentation concluded by revisiting the SAP's back to basic approach. We take up the strategic approach.
Yeah. But anything else on page 3, colleagues? Can we move to 4? Maybe just that in the middle of this page, the bullet members were excited to hear that. Maybe just to say members welcomed. Excited, I don't know, but I remember members were very excited. I don't know whether that's the correct term. Please, yeah, that's right. Raising four bullets from the bottom, members raised the need for coordinated broad interventions. We're on page 4. The fourth bullet from the bottom, members raised the need for coordinated broad interventions, just a full stop at that sentence.
Okay.
Yes, Honorable Malabasi.
The second bullet from the bottom, specific requests were made for disaggregated statistics on farm matters, comma, and remove the end, attacks and sexual offences.
Thank you very much, Honourable Malabasi. Right, anything else on 4? Right, can we get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes of the meeting of the 2nd of September? Honorable Ramatakane, thank you. Honorable Ramatishek, thank you for seconding. Then we move to draft minutes, 6 September 2016. That was in that lovely committee room 2 in the plane building. Well, I'm thinking of 90 Plain Street. Yeah, no, that's better. It's not 90. It's a 5-page document. And members, let's go to page 1. Can we go to 2? Yes, Honorable Malabasi.
The first paragraph on the frontline, or rates committee, when he thanked the members of the committee for their participation. Is it not for their presence, because they had not participated yet?
Yeah, it was in the previous meeting. It was referred to the previous meeting. Thank you.
Just put the word previous in the previous meeting.
Yeah, thank you, Honourable Mulabatsi, for that. Maybe just on page 3, last bullet, the relocation of national office, just a full stop there. Anything else on 2? Can we go to 3? I just want to know on page 3, the third bullet of the bottom, whether it's compliant or compliant, the alignment of the service delivery compliant value chain. Is it compliant or is it compliant?
Compliant value chain. Oh,
compliant, okay.
Must be compliant.
Right, colleagues, anything else on 3? Can we move to 4? Sorry, yes.
4, Chair, on recommendations, 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet. The committee expressed a discomfort over the high number of positions. Just be the committee expressed discomfort.
Yeah, thank you very much. We remove the A, thank you for that. I want to know that last bullet under discussions 9, the expansion strategy of the directorate was identified as in need of solid background. Isn't it maybe a motivation, or what was that?
I think they needed to provide the committee. They did give us the expansion strategy, but they didn't give us the background why they want the achieving the expansion strategy.
From a motivation.
A solid motivation. Sorry, Chief.
Thank you. Colleagues, anything else on 4? Honourable Markey.
Chairperson, under discussion, the first bullet point, is it called a backlog strategy? Does it have any other?
Thank you, Honourable Markey.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. It should be the committee committed the directive for strategy to deal with the backlog. For each strategy to deal with the backlog.
You're welcome, Honourable Chair. Yeah, very good. Well done. Yes, Honorable Modi.
Thank you, Chair. On discussion, the second last, I'm just not sure, I wasn't here anyway. The committee expressed concerns that the directorate was on course to complete stabilization given the challenges highlighted.
No, it should be rather optimism. Because you can't be concerned if you want you're on your way to achieve. Yeah, so let's make it just optimism, maybe.
Questioned. We should say the committee questioned whether the director was on course. Okay.
So the committee questioned whether the department was on course.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything else on four? Thank you, colleagues. And then we go to five.
Present bullet point number two.
Yes.
The committee asked the directorate to speed up.
To speed up, yeah. Thank you. Anything on five? Thank you very much, colleagues. Can we have get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes? Yes.
The last sentence, the committee further recommended that the outreach program that is aimed at subs members doing what?
Chair, Honorable Molabatsi, that refers to the station lectures that IPED is giving to subs members on the provisions of the IPED Act.
The committee further recommended that the outreach, that the station lecture program that is aimed at SAPS members should also be extended or provided to the Metro Police.
Yeah.
Happy? Thank you. Right, let's put again the report, the amended report of the 6th of September, proposal for adoption. Thank you, Honourable Mula. Seconder? Thank you, Honourable Buna. Thank you. Right, colleagues, let's move to the meeting of the 7th of September. We were busy in September, eh? No one of the members are tired at the end of the year. We go to page 1. Okay, page 1 looks fine. Let's go to 2. Maybe just on paragraph 2, the last bullet, intelligence gathering, just to have a full stop. Maybe just the last sentence on page 2, is the collaboration, is it a capital or not? Okay. Anything else on 2? Yes, Mr. Chair.
Sorry. There's just been something wrong with the numbering of the headings. It reads 1, 2, 1, and then...
Yeah.
So the subsequent numbering of the headings should just be amended.
Okay, so 3 would be briefing by SAPS, and then 4 would be briefing by Metro on page 3.
And so on.
All right, and then 5 is briefing by IPED. Right, colleagues, anything else on 2?
Chairperson, I'm not sure. I always feel uncomfortable with the usage of police brutality. Can't we use some, from our side, can't we use something like usage of excessive force or something? And let's see if we are responding to what people are saying.
Yeah, you see, The dilemma we're sitting here, this is a factual version of what was said at the meeting, and that was one of the headings that the content advisor used. So we can't now censor that out.
Oh,
So. But I mean, we understand your point of view on that one. So for future purposes, you would like to argue for
excessive force. No, it's fine, Chief.
Thank you, Honourable Mark. Colleagues, let's go to page 3. Maybe just third bullet under the new 4, Itakweni. Is it ET? Is it the capital Itakweni?
No, Chief.
Okay.
Chief, also the word police.
Yeah, police. It shouldn't be polite, sir. That will be strongly debated. Honourable Marke, are you comfortable with the new name of the police? Polite.
I'll be happy with that.
Okay.
Other countries
that
actually
call
the police.
Right, we're still on page 3. Maybe the second paragraph as well. The third sentence, the cooperation and coordination between SAPS cooperation should also not be capital. Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
Second paragraph, the subline where it speaks of communication devices, weapons, and information system. What is information system? Because he already mentioned the communication devices.
It could be the IT information systems, it could be the databases that they have. I can't remember the context when they spoke to this particular issue. Information systems could be the data systems and the data integrity systems. Unless you want us to change it to information and data systems, I don't know.
Normal Batsi, do you've got a specific preference? So data as well, data.
Yeah.
So you include data as well. Thanks a lot. Anything else on 3? Let's go to 4. Thanks for that. So the amendment will be effective. Thank you for that. Colleagues, anything else on 4? Can we go to 5?
Bullet number 3, there should be a way of introducing psychometric assessments on members, I would imagine. And I'm just concerned about the last part of it, to detect unwanted behavior. I don't know if unwanted is the correct term to use, or inconsistent behavior, or erratic behavior, or whatever. Unwanted might.
May I propose that we delete off the members, we delete everything after the word members. There should be a way of introducing psychometric assessment on members, full stop.
Thank you,
Take away the
So it's polite members, eh? comment anything else on five? Right. Can we then get a proposal for the adoption of the amended minutes of the meeting of the 7th of September? Thank you, Honourable Mawakisha. Seconder? Thank you, Honourable Robert Lekan. Sorry? Oh, you weren't there. Thank you very much, Honourable Bijo.
They're wide awake.
Then we move to the meeting of the 20th of September that was held in B475 Old Assembly. It's a five page document.
Sorry, Chair, can I be excused? Yes. I just want
thank you very much for coming in and ensuring our quorum during the first hour. We appreciate it very much. See you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anything else on page 2? Yes, on Bailey.
I might be mistaken here, so it just needs to be double checked. But the official who's listed from the secretariat's the fourth one, I think it's Mr. Com for M, not N. And unless that's a different individual with
no, it's a
variation on the surname, but I think it's Comfort.
Yeah, thank you very much for picking that up. Anything else on page 2, colleagues? Let's go to page 3. Yes, Honourable Molabatsi.
On 3, the committee deliberations, number 4. It was noticed that there was an overspending on non-core, not no-core.
Thank you very much, Honourable Batsi.
Point number 6. The committee requested an explanation for the underperformance on the key performance indicator. It must show that from the two, that is the name of the key performance indicator. I don't know whether that will be done by the two being a capital letter or
Thank you for that one. Anything else on page 3, colleagues? Can we move to 4? Yes, Honourable Mbele.
A small point on point 14 is just to add the word control of the firearms, because it's the Firearms Control Amendment Bill.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much.
Chair, also on the same, the members sought, there must be a T in the word sought.
Thank you for that. Number 21, did it fall away? Yeah. 23 as well. Well, that's classified. So we must just ensure the number is correct. Yeah. Just remember that meeting, then.
Yes, Chair.
For that first part in February. Right. Colleagues, anything else on 5? Can we maybe get a proposal for adoption of the amended minutes of 20 September 2016? Honourable Mbula, thank you. Seconder? Honourable Olabatsi, thank you. Right, colleagues, let's go through the minutes of 21 September. It was a meeting held in S26, and it is a 7-page document. It's a long set of minutes. Right, let's go to page 1.
Chair, just a correction on the venue there. It should be National Council of Provinces Building, not National Province of Council.
Thank you very much for that. The new building has been unveiled in Parliament.
Just the agenda, number 2, it should be briefing myself. State's report on functioning of three specialized units, like the tribal police unit, gang strategy, not, so the S, there must be no S. Okay.
Yes,
Honourable.
Yes, Dave. The radio control, why is it centers and what else we're talking about units?
Radio control centers. Because there's more than one radio control center. In the country there's more than one.
What about you, please?
It speaks of three specialized units.
Gee, maybe if I can assist. I think we must just expand the units because the gang is also the gang strategy. So it's actually specialized areas, if you want.
Is that fine? Right, page 1. Everybody happy? Thanks for those amendments, colleagues. Let's go to page 2. Again, Colonel Stein's post. Oh, there's two Steins. There's two Colonel Steins with the same designation. It's maybe now a twin. The Stein twins. So we must just delete one and amend one. Anything else on two, colleagues? Can we move to three?
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Bunda?
Yeah, on page three, 2.1, is it the Deputy Minister's report on transformation task team or? Because as it stands, the Deputy Minister report on transformation task team.
Yeah.
Should be Deputy Minister, the Deputy Minister report on the transformation task team. Chief. But there is a report, she did provide a report on. So I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah, I think it should read the Deputy Minister's report on transformation task team.
Except.
Thank you very much, Konma Bunda.
Just a slight spelling issue under paragraph 2, briefing by the minister. Third line, well actually fourth line, it should be inquiry starting with an I. I've never fully understood the difference between the I and the E1, but yeah.
Thank you very much.
I know that from the I.
Thanks a lot. Anything else on page 3? Other remark?
The fourth last sentence. It will mainly deal with the issues on the mandate of society, specifically public order policy. I think I'm a bit lost. The mandate of society.
Yeah, maybe that should be deleted, I don't know. No, thank you, Honorable Marty. We agree. Let's delete that part. Mandate of society. I mean, the big issue is public order policing, we agree. Otherwise, it's not making sense. Right, colleagues, anything else on three? Yes, Honorable Mulabazi.
The second paragraph from the bottom, the second sentence there. They would also address and ensure that all police, is it offices or officers, are ready physically, psychologically, and emotionally.
It must be officers. It can't be officers. You're correct, Honorable Malabasi. Thank you for your close reading.
Yes.
It's the second paragraph from the bottom, officers. Right, anything else on page 3, colleagues? Can we move to page 4?
Okay. second paragraph. The second, the third. That starts with the deputy minister.
Yes, the third, yeah.
Made an additional input. Can somebody explain to me up to the full stop, what does this sentence actually say?
I think when she made the explanation on the transformation tasking, she indicated that it will be implemented in four or five phases. I'm not sure if there are five phases to it, but she said it would be implemented in phases, and it's over the three-year period that it would be implemented, because it would look at all those issues that we spoke about in the previous page. I think maybe Honourable Malabat is correct here. Maybe the sentence doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because we don't know what phase four is.
We don't know what phase four is. So, maybe we should just delete the sentence, Richard.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Chairperson, the very first sentence there. In order to match those skills that are not available with the internal members. Is it not supposed to be within, maybe?
Within, yeah, if you read the sentence from the beginning, yes, Chair, the external members are there in order to match the skills that are not available within the internal members.
Thank you, Honourable Marke.
Chair?
Yes, Honourable Abunda.
Yeah, on the same paragraph. Okay, it reads, she mentioned that there is process that was taking place within the department to review the entry levels. I think it should read, she mentioned that there was a process taking place without is. She mentioned that there was process taking place and continue. I'm not sure if you see what I'm...
Yeah, I mean, it's the fourth paragraph.
One, two, three,
yeah.
Four.
In paragraph three, yeah.
Yeah.
She mentioned that there is process that was, yeah, that does not. That there is a process taking place, yeah. That was must be removed, yeah. Thank you for that.
That's your thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Right, colleagues, anything else on four? Can we move to five? Yes, Honourable Mamula.
Page 5, number 4, committee deliberations. Number 2, members requested feedback on current status relating to the issue of the suspended national commission.
Thank you very much for that, Honourable Mamula.
And
yes,
3.3, I was just thinking if the aspects were lined up vertically, maybe. If they are horizontal like that, it's very difficult to. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Marquet.
Chair, number 9, under Committee of Deliberations, I think that the last line, we just need to remove another. It should just be compensation from the SAPs or from other
yeah.
institutions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mobile. Yes, yeah, spacing, yeah, that's right. Colleagues, anything else on 5? Can we go to 6? Maybe just 17. Remember, all the others is in question form now. The SAPS is planning to roll out the 10111 in other provinces. Maybe to is it not in a question form. The SAPS was asked.
The previous one is the question.
Yeah.
To ask if the SAPS was planning to roll out to other provinces.
Yeah, so I think then it must be just be in a
just
question.
Just turned into a question, yeah.
Jefferson, still stuck on page 5. Sorry about that.
No, you're welcome.
12. The minister was requested to explain to the committee on what corrective measure. I think maybe the what must just be taken out. On to explain on corrective measures that would be taken in order to prevent a recurrence of the issues. And we take out the question. The question mark is not relevant there.
Thank you, Alan Markey, for your constructive input there. Thank you. Let's go back to page 16.
Chairperson.
Yes, on the Mamula.
The last sentence on 5, closure. 10111 centers to be managed by a major general in future. He also mentioned that there should be a full employment at the stations.
The aim has come out, Nietzsche. It also means that there should be full employment.
Yeah.
Point number 25. I think it's a bit confusing. The SAPS was asked about the number of its members who are involved in gang-related activities. Involved, would it be as part of the gang-related or as a unit that are dealing with gang-related? Just to clarify. Thank you.
I think it was meant to talk about members who were recruited by the gangs, who were working with the gangs. So maybe we should just rephrase to reflect that.
Right, anything else on page 6, colleagues? Can we move to 7?
Sorry, Chairperson. I'm not sure whether 27 on page 6. Witnesses were killed after the conclusion of their cases. Is it that way? After?
Honorable Chair, remember they reported that the problem with the witness protection program was that the witness was put in a witness protection program for the duration of the case. Once the case was concluded and the guilty parties were convicted, those witnesses were let go from the witness protection program and then they were killed. That's how they reported it.
It works that way. They let the person back into the community after the person has been convicted, and then those people are killed.
Right, thank you for that explanation. Colleagues, anything else on 7? Yes, you're welcome, Mr. Mabunda. Number 28 on page 6, members want to know how many cases there were, where, yeah, so there needs to be deleted the one.
That's correct, that's the way it is. If we did it, members wanted to know how many cases there were, where the SAPs were supposed to make a follow-up with clients.
Okay, wrong.
We could put a comma in there.
Thank you for that, Honorable Wunder. We're back to page 7. Anything on page 7, colleagues? Right. If everybody's happy with the amended minutes of the meeting of the 21st of September, can we make it in a proposal? Thank you, Honorable Ramadakane. Seconder? Thank you, Honorable Mula. You went there. Oh, sorry. So, Honorable Bele, thank you. Thank you for the seconder. Thanks. Colleagues, then before tea, we go to the last set of minutes before tea is the one of 22 September. Then we can go to tea for 10 minutes. Then we'll start after tea with October and November. So let's go to the one of 22nd September, 9 o'clock. Again, the National Province of Council Building, Honorable Bele. You want an amendment there, I presume? Good. Thank you.
And this of column in KP Spain, in all pages must be changed.
Yeah, it's again, its new title is Strategic Management Fundi. Must go back to liaison. Can we go to page 2, colleagues? Under 2, fourth bullet, it should be United Nations Charter, not Nation Charter. Yes, Honorable Mula?
Can I be out of order for a minute? I want to ask something. This thing of the attendance of Selma or the NPC in the portfolio committee, in other attendance, they are not mentioned. They are only mentioned if they are with the
Yeah, remember they've been part of the official delegation. Like today, the Honorable Mawote is monitoring, you know, our activities and hearing out what is happening in the police committee, but when he attends as a member of the Civilian Secretariat, formally is part of the delegation and it must be reflected. But we don't necessarily include visitors or monitors. Yeah. Invited for tea. That's right. Right, thank you for that question. Let's go again to page 2. right. Anything else on page 2? If everybody's happy, we can go to 3. Anything on page 3, colleagues? Can we move to 4?
Chair number 10,
yes,
I think just to delete that 2.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
15.
Yes.
Right at the end. That there should be better ways of dealing with this matter. Because it's a continuous thing.
Thank you, Honourable Mulabatsi.
Chairperson.
Honourable Mula.
Number 13, I don't know if it in terms or in term of section. A concern was raised in term of section 51 or in term.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate. Anything else on 4, colleagues? Then we go to page 5. Yeah, maybe second sentence regulations. Plural.
Chairperson, sorry to be wasting time. Just to be reminded, on 21, the funding of the provincial secretariat, did they say it's from the relevant MEC, not from...
Yes, from the MEC. It's a provincial funding. Provincial funding. Honourable Ramadakani can... He's an expert on that. He's a former MEC.
You're correct.
You can during tea time, Leah. He's getting further detail. Maybe the anxious. Colleagues, anything else on 5? Right, can we get then a proposal for the adoption? I look at Honourable Bailey, thank you. Seconder, thank you, Honourable Markey. Thank you very much, colleagues. We will now break 10 minutes for tea. We will come back at 10 past 11 to deal with October and November. Yeah. That one. Yeah. Okay, no.
Okay. 10 minutes tea time.
Thank you. This thing isn't working.
Everybody's doing it, but it's
Thank you very much, colleagues. 1 minute. Thank you very much, colleagues, for coming back after tea. We're going to continue with our meeting, and we now on 11 October 2016, a meeting that was held in S12A, NCOP Wing. And this one is a four-page document, and we go to page one. Anything on page one? Can we go to page two? Yes.
On page two, the names there. Number five. Is it Rami Kosi or Rama Kosi?
Rami.
It's correct like that.
Yo, I always call him Rama Kosi.
Yeah, see, Colonel Stan's got now two new posts. He's got another one. Apart from strategic management. Right, anything on two? Let's go to three. Maybe just the wording in under two, second sentence. The office of the AG reported that the SAP's financial report for the last financial year was had not improved.
Had not improved.
So was must be deleted.
person
yes.
Under two, the last sentence, a total of 25% of the material findings on the police report's usefulness and reliability were not complete, not valid. I'm not sure whether I understand.
It changes the way that the Auditor General classifies these findings. When they ask, when they query and then SAPS provides information like the Alpha Bravo Charlie complaints, and then they must provide evidence that they've resolved the complaints within 30 seconds or 30, 40 minutes or so. Now the reports in how they categorize those and how they indicate that the Auditor General saying it's not useful, it's not reliable, it's not complete. When he says not complete, they haven't provided all the information. It's not valid. The information that they provide is not valid and doesn't talk to, for instance, the Alpha Bravo Charlie complaints, and it's not accurate, so it doesn't give the whole picture. That's how they classify it. Thanks.
Right, colleagues, anything else on page 3? Anything on 3? Can we go to 4? Colleagues, anything on page 4? So silence means approval. Can we maybe then go to the adoption stage? Is there a proposal for adoption of the amended minutes, Honourable Mulabatsi? Seconder? Thank you, Honourable Mamula. Colleagues, we move then to the draft minutes of the Portfolio Committee that was held on 12 October. In V227, Old Assembly Building, and this is a four-page document as well. We go to page 1. Page 1, fine. Page 2. Page 2, there's agreement. We go to then page 3. You propose for adoption.
Yes.
You were there, yes. So you qualified. Can we maybe get a seconder? Thank you, Honourable Mabija. The minutes as amended. Then we move to the meeting that was held on the 13th of October in V454, Old Assembly. And it is a three-page document. We go to page 1. Thank you. We go to page 2. Maybe just under one second paragraph, or first paragraph, second line, for the Portfolio Committee. Well, the meeting was for the Portfolio Committee.
Sorry, just to take you back.
You're welcome.
On page 1, the abbreviation for the Civilian Secretariat for Police should just be CSP.
Not CSPS. Thank you for that, Nicolette. We're back to page 2. anything on two? Can we go to three? Yes.
The third last bullet point is a bit incomplete. Overview and overall performance of the departmental what?
Yeah.
Or, should, or maybe it should just be of the department. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that, Mbele. That's page two, colleagues. We go then to page three. Yes.
The last bullet point under two, action plans to address growing areas of concern.
Yeah, ongoing, yeah. Thank you for that, Honourable Ramatakane. Thank you, Honourable Marke, for raising that. We go back to page three.
Jefferson, sorry, on page two, also under two, the last bullet, where we just were, just the Auditor General, general also in capital, and also the last bullet on the page to Auditor General capitalized.
Thank you very much, Nicolette. We're back on page three. Maybe just under point five, closure, in closing, the chairperson, there must not be capital. Right. Anything else on three, colleagues? We've got a proposal for adoption by Honourable Ramatakane, a seconder. Thank you very much, Honourable Mamula. Thank you. Colleagues, we then go to the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 14th of October in V454. It's a two-page document. The CIRA annual report consideration. Maybe just under CIRA delegation, I think we must just include Mr. Joy Ratebe, because the others we give at least the relevant designations. Anything else on page one, colleagues? Can we move to two? Anything on page two, colleagues? Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Ramatakane.
Under two, third last bullet points, that should say ongoing concern, because it's about whether it's a viable ongoing concern.
Thanks a lot. We will then just again put the question. Thank you, Honourable Ramatakane. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Then the report is adopted as amended. We then move to 18 October. It's a meeting that was held in the Old Assembly Chamber with the South African Police Service and CHP. We go to page one. Anything else on what is one fine? Let's go to two. Yes.
There's something that I'm observing now here.
Yes.
As far as I remember, in every meeting, after the you gave the person who's leading the delegation an opportunity to introduce his delegation, and it's I'm seeing it for the first time here on this minute, but the, as for the others, it was never mentioned.
No, I think
it's only coming in for the first time.
I think maybe just for first future references, if you, the secretary can just include it. Now, thank you for alerting us to that. Thank you for factually, you know, indicating that. Thank you, Honorable Kolobatsi. In page two.
Chairperson, the very first sentence.
Yes.
Discuss matter related to the suspended. Should it be matters or the matter?
The matter. The matter. You're correct. The matter. Thank you for that. Discuss the matter relating to the suspended executive director. Thank you. Right, colleagues, is page two fine? Can we get a proposal maybe on this a minute? Minutes? Honorable Mumula, are you proposing?
Yes.
Second, thank you, Honorable Abidja. Thank you very much. Colleagues, we then move to the 21st of October. October, we were busy. Very busy. It's busy. We go to page one of the minutes that was held in V454. Anything on page one? Can we move to page two? Maybe just under adoption of reports point three, there's a new member to the committee, Honorable Mola. I don't know whether you or she was sworn in, but we must just ensure to reflect correctly.
Shorthand.
Right, colleagues, the amended minutes of the meeting that was held on 21st of October, can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honorable Ramatlakane. No, you were, apology. Sorry. Honorable Molabasi, thank you. Honorable Mula, Honorable Mola, thank you for the seconding. Thank you. We then move to 25 October in S12A, National Council of Province. It's provinces, province. Thank you. I know it's not a well-known house, but we must try and, you know, ensure that we indicate the correct wording. Right, page one. Anything on page one, colleagues? Can we move to page two? Anything else on page two, colleagues? Right, can we maybe get a proposal for the adoption of the set of minutes of the 25th of October? Honorable Mulabatsi, seconder? Any seconder? Thank you, Honorable Mula. Colleagues, we then move to 26 October to the Old Assembly, V454. The documents that we have in front of us is a four-page set of minutes, page one. Yes.
In terms of consistency, now I see with the names there, they have our second initial instead of the first one, like in my name, for instance. It's in all the minutes it's been M. Now it's A.
Yeah.
Mula also, and so and many others.
Yeah, no, I think it's an important point. If we can just ask for consistency, that we just reflect, make those changes on page 1. Thank you, Honourable Mula Batsi. Page 2. Page 3.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Mark.
On the 9th of November.
No, we're still in October.
Oh, I'm in a hurry.
But you can raise the point. No, we're still in October.
Okay, the point is, I was thinking, no, that's a different point.
Okay.
Can I stay? I think the designation will be changed in all the minutes because there's the same mistake all the way through.
Okay, no, let's accept that. Thank you very much. Page 1 is fine. Page 2, it's just Colonel Stein. Page 3. Yeah, maybe just a factual thing in that last paragraph on it too. Remember, we decided to continue, but only with interacting with the audit committee, not being present. I mean, police was present anyway, but remember, we excluded them from actually interacting. Honourable Ramadakhan, you said it's fine? Thank you. Can we go to page 4? We then put the report of the 26th of October as amended. Thank you very much, Honourable Ramadakhani. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Mabija. Thank you, colleagues. We're already now in November. We're now in November.
Yeah.
Today's the last day of November, eh? Yeah.
Mm.
So let's go to the 9th of November. It was a meeting held in V475 Old Assembly. Sorry?
Does it mean that we never had a meeting during the first week of November? Because the last minutes here are on the 26th of October. 7, 28, 29, 30, 31, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, until up to the 9th. We never had a meeting in between.
Honorable Ramadakhani?
Remember that we are considering the minutes before us. At that point, it may be a different point altogether of a record of minutes. I think let's deal with that issue once we're done with the minutes. For now, we are looking at what is before us. And then the staff will tell us whether there's any minutes outstanding.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Right, let's go to page 1, 9 November. Yes, Honourable Mulabatsi.
Yeah, same thing of the initials. Mulabatsi, A, Mola, T, Mawunda, R.
Maybe the members went to Home Affairs to change their names. Okay, page 1. Nowadays you can do it. You can just pay a fee. There you go. Colleagues, we're on page 2.
Fine. 100% the The post title and the names are the same. It's written the same either way. The post title have got names also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very strange. And also the first four names of the civilian secretariat is without the initials, so we must just ensure that we rectify that. Let's go to page 3, colleagues. Right, anything on page 3, colleagues? Can we go to 4?
Page 4, chapter number 6. Committee resolutions. Do we call it that? I'm not sure.
You mean the wedding resolutions?
Or the committee made the following resolutions.
Yeah, it's capital. Plural.
And the CSP was requested to submit. Is that the resolution?
Or decision?
It is a resolution of the committee. Okay. It is a resolution for the department to submit any document.
Resolution was to request.
Right, colleagues, anything else on page 4? Yes.
On page 4 at the bottom, measure whether its action plans were adequate. I think that responding should be just respond. Adequate to respond to issues raised by them.
Thank you for that. Very, thank you. It's page 4. Let's go to 5. So we're on page 5. Is 5 fine?
No.
Okay, on Olubasi, please raise your concerns.
On 8, the last but one bullet, and the last sentence, area that needed closer, needed.
Needed, thank you for that. Anything else on 5, colleagues? Right, can we go then to adoption the amended minutes of the 9th of November. Thank you, Honourable Ramadlakhani. Seconder? Thank you, Honourable Bailey. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Then we move, colleagues, to the draft minutes of the 16th of November, V475 Old Assembly. And this one is a four-page document. We go to page one.
Yeah, chapter one.
Yes.
Same thing about the second initial. Malibati, Mola, Mabunda. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Can we go to page two? Two is fine. We go to page three. We are on page 3 of the minutes of the meeting that was held on 16 November.
Just under 3 days, this paragraph. The following questions and comments were nonetheless raised. Is it necessary to say nonetheless? Why not were raised?
Okay. It's fine. Thank you, Honourable Bachi. We take that on board. Honourable Malabasi, do you yield to the Honourable Gentleman? Okay. Thank you, Honourable Ramalikane. Yeah, stay as is. Thank you. Anything on three, can we move to four? Right, colleagues, anything else on page 4? Yes, Honourable. No. Move for adoption by Honourable Ramadlakhani. Honourable Ramadlakhani, you weren't in that meeting. Sorry. Thank you, Honourable Mullah. Thank you, Honourable Malabasi. Thank you. You will have to take it on the review, unfortunately. You will have to take it on the review to the court, sorry. We passed that point. Right. Colleagues, we come to the last set of minutes that we have available here, because we will come back to Honourable Mabija's point regarding the missing meeting. Date 23 November 2016.
Chair.
Page 1.
Chair. I have been looking my name throughout the minutes. I'm not sure of those other previous meetings. But for this one, Chair, I'm sure that I was present.
So please ensure that it's, we must just ask the Secretary to reflect that. But I mean, if there's other meetings, Mr. Lobby, we must just maybe check the attendance register. Because Mr. Mabuna said, you know, he's regularly at the meetings.
Yes, please. Because otherwise, if they can go through it and then they will say, this one get paid for not attending the meeting.
Yeah.
And I don't want that reputation.
Because it's the season of the Mail and Guardian, you know, these tentative members, so yeah. So let's reflect that. Page 1. Page 2.
Chairperson, are we on the last one?
Yes.
I'm not very sure whether Mr. A. Lapia is called Acting Secretary for Police. Is that how he's...
He's acting, yes, yes.
Not for... For police.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. No.
Thank you, Mark. Colleagues, if we go to page 2, yes. Yeah, Miss Bell.
Miss Bell, yeah.
Yeah, not Miss Bin.
I'm sorry, can I pull your leg back a bit? On page 3, 4.
Yes.
The committee asked for a clarification question. Is this not a tautology or something? Ask and question is...
So maybe just ask for clarification, you know, from the civilian
education.
Thank you very much. Honorable Marke.
Thank you, Chairperson. Bullet point number 7. Members wanted to establish whether the board had its strategic planning containing information on the scope of work it's needed. I'm not sure what that is. What is that trying to say? Strategic plan or strategic planning? I'm not sure.
Honourable Chair, I think the question was whether, in fact, the CSP's forensics board had the strategic planning session, and whether, in fact, they had the finances to pay for it, for the scope of work that they laid out in the strategic plan. I think we'll have to just rephrase that. I think maybe we should read. Members wanted to establish whether the board had concluded its strategic planning, and whether it had the funds to complete its scope of work.
Yeah. Right. Is there anything else? Colleagues on page 3.
The second sentence states, on the second paragraph, that the only modifying
the first and second paragraph states, because the other one refers to the budgetary requirements.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Honorable Marke?
Chairperson, Bullet point number 12. The board should report to the committee if the appointment of the secretariat is not completed.
Yeah, maybe it should just indicate the board should report to the committee when the appointment of the secretariat will be made. That's more, I think, appropriate. Thank you, Mr. Marking. Thank you for that. Colleagues, anything else on page 3? Let's go to page 4, colleagues. Can we get a proposal? Thank you, Honourable Mbele. Seconder? Thank you, Honourable Mavunda. Thank you, colleagues. We come then to the end of this pack. Then there was a point raised by Honourable Mabija, and I've received now a note here that there was indeed a PC meeting of police on the 2nd of November dealing with the office of the DPCI judge and the SAPS Research Division. Indeed. We will just determine where that minute sets are that we can deal with it before the closure of this year. So we'll get that. Talk to Violet if we can. So we'll see. Honourable Ms. Mbenga will talk to the other committee secretaries so that we can get it. So thank you very much, members, for your attendance and assistance. Maybe just to those members who came late, just maybe an update on our program for the rest of the year. We are destined to meet next Tuesday, but it was brought on my attention that there is apparently a joint sitting. Not a joint, but sitting next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Yeah. So we will maybe just confer this week at Manco whether we must have maybe just have an hour's meeting on Tuesday or include that for the Wednesday program. But we'll come back to the members. And then Wednesday we've indicated we're going to meet with the Minister of Police. Then there was just a few issues. I think Honourable Mbele raised the issue of the judgments. The estimates, we distributed it, and also we received responses from SAPS and IPED. As the Manco, we went through it, and I think the responses is fine. There's not really issues that we can refer at this stage, so I don't know whether you had an opportunity to look at those responses here.
I have looked at those, Chair, and I also looked at the AENEs from Treasury. It was just, and I think I'm informed enough for any responses when we do them, the votes and schedules next Tuesday. Tuesday, so it's fine.
Yeah, I think there's not major issues, and I think we can just note it. I mean, there's not major, let's say, warning signals at that stage. It's within the parameters. It's below 8%. And I think the response is adequate. But I think the responses we'll have to also take on board when we go to the BRRR feedback meetings. Yeah, so members, that's more or less then for next week, but we will communicate you whether Tuesday there will be maybe an hour or we maybe slot this final set of minutes for the meeting on the Wednesday. So thank you very much, colleagues. Thank you for your cooperation. It's been a long year, but it's just one or two meetings still to be conducted, and then we close our year. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Kan tau tata ya record. And they are